Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
But I want to ask this, how many days have you fasted? How many days have you prayed? You see, I got a real issue with this. I have a real issue with this. People want to persecute my ministry or my wife's ministry, or want to persecute the people, our sons and daughters that we raise up, want to persecute, and not just us, other men and women of God. Thank God for Prophet Bob on the line. I give God honor for his
life. Man of God.
People want to persecute the holy prophets, but then I say, how often do you go to your prayer closet? How many days have you fasted? Matter of fact, how many souls have you won to the church?
Come on, man of God.
This message, if I could title anything, it's called, Your Gift Is For You. Gift Isn't For You. Your gift is for the souls of God.
That's right.
Amen.
You're going to get mad at me because you see me prophesy somebody in this house and talk about I'm a false prophet because I prophesy prosperity to somebody like I'm a false prophet now. But you ain't even fasted and prayed one day this whole year.
Been there.
And then on the flip side, when I start talking about prosperity and I start talking about the judgment of God, then you want to start calling me a false prophet because all I'm talking about is the judgment of God. Make up your mind.
Come on, sir.
I'm persecuted. What's about to happen? And I'm persecuted when I'm on lies and slept. You can't please people. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a God pleaser.
Amen.
Amen.
I learned a long time ago. Hold on, let me drink my water. Thank you. I learned a long time ago that you can't please people. They gonna hate you regardless. They're going to hate KCI in this church, in this ministry, because they see all the miracles. They're going to hate KCI because we're speaking on end-time Bible prophecy. It don't matter. You can't please people, so I just please God. You can't please me.
Amen there.
Okay, so I say, well, what about the young lady that had the snake demon in her stomach, but I called the snake demon out, and she was instantly delivered? What about that? That's deliverance, because I see a lot of people love deliverance ministry. KCI, not a deliverance ministry. We a miracle ministry, but I'm an apostle of God. God uses me in all that. What happened to the lady that threw up and vomited all over the place and those demons came out of her body and I never even touched up a Athena in my life, but I spoke a word and she just began to convulse and vomit up?
Come on,
what's with that right there? And she don't have sexual desires no more. What happened to that? So what, you hate that too?
My.
What about the person? What about the little boy that has leukemia? He only 10 years old. In the apostle blow over the phone line, his mama starts screaming and saying his face turned from pale to bright red. He got color in his skin now. He go to the doctor. The doctor say this is a miracle from God. What happens with all of that? You hate that too?
Come on, sir.
What happened with the person that got HIV in their body? Yeah, and you know what? These pastors ain't even inviting me in, and I got with the answer to what they need. They'll rather try to call me up and ask me for some money instead of bringing me into their church to bless their people. But that's okay, though. I'm not going to come with no pamsy-mamsy message and hooping and hollering and ain't nobody get delivered. I might not even preach a word. I'll come to your house, your church, and just begin to breathe on everybody, and everybody get healed in that place, including the pastor.
Amen.
Come on, sir. Come on.
I know who I am in God.
Yes.
What it is they intimidated by the anointing on my life. But, sir, ma'am, I don't come to be what's called a proselyte. I don't come to steal other people's sheep. I come to bless the house of God. And also, you can probably learn something from this end-time apostle.
Come on now.
But I want you to understand this. Who I am in God, I boast in the things of God. I don't have to prove nothing.
Hallelujah.
That's not what I do. But
hey,
hallelujah.
Every
hallelujah.
Time Apostle Paul wrote a letter, he said, I am an apostle of God. He wasn't saying that because he was trying to prove anything or be validated because the Father validates me and my fruit and my work prove me. But I'm stating that to make my point clear.
Oh,
I am an and I'm not and God don't use me just as, or my wife just as regular apostles. You got to understand that too. There's different rankings in the spirit.
Yes.
Not every apostle is on the same level. I am what you call an end time apostle, a general in the faith. So if
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
It's documented. This lady, her name passed away. I told her the person, I described the person that was going to bless her down to the T. I told them the nationality. I told her how tall the man was going to be. I stood up there and told her the building that was going to be released to her because she connected to God in general. And I released it, and not many days hence, God did it. She called me up crying. She ended up, she said, Apostle, I don't have much, but here go $500. She stole $500 off of that word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. But I don't use my gift for me. I don't use my gift for myself. I don't pass it to my
Amen
gift.
There.
Hallelujah.
Look at this. Matthew 20:28. The Bible says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. Jesus was ultimate example. I got some zealous sons and daughters, and I thank God for you all. But you understand this. If you can't serve and use your gift for somebody else, then God won't promote you.
Man.
I got a lot of sons and daughters that's zealous. And I thank God for you all, but I want you to understand something. I'm talking to sons and daughters and whoever else online that can receive this. To be a true leader, you first got to be a true servant. He said,
Amen.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
Amen, man of God.
Amen.
But to serve and to give life. Most of us ain't giving our life. Most of us, we got our own agenda. We want to be somebody, and that's okay that you want to be used of God. But if you don't know how to serve, you ain't even following the pattern of Jesus Christ.
That's the pattern of heaven. Amen.
He came to serve. All of these people want to be pastors and popping up with ministries everywhere. And trust me, and here at KCI, we are training ministry. We ordain and affirm people. We take you through a training system. You got a call, we'll push you into that calling. A lot of people are too zealous. It says, don't be a novice, lest you get you fall like Lucifer did.
Amen.
Your character has to be refined. Your character has to be refined first. See what it is, you're not ready and mature enough to handle some of the power that God want to release over your life.
That's it,
You're not ready to handle that. So if God released it too prematurely and your character all jacked up, you could be a dangerous weapon, not for the kingdom, but against the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's right.
I tell people like this. If you haven't even won this year alone at least three souls to the kingdom of God, then how you going to stand behind a pulpit and say call yourself a preacher? Preachers do what? We win souls.
Man.
Come on.
That's what we do. How many people at least three people to the house of God? Don't say, I prayed for somebody, they gave their life to God, and you ain't seen them no more. That's good. But have you won them so much that they said, not only am I giving my life to God, but I'm changing my lifestyle. Part of changing my lifestyle is to place my membership somewhere. How many people can say that? I'm talking to leaders. Me and my wife, we won, even this year, we won multiple souls to the kingdom. Every single year, God using us to win. I'm not boasting and bragging, but I'm saying this for a reason.
Man.
If you can't,
My.
You hear what I said? If you can't fill up that pew, how can you prophesy to that pew?
Wow.
This ain't no cute thing. People dying and going going to hell every day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm not even on my notes. This is by the Holy Ghost. Don't you understand? People dying without God and they go into a lake of fire every day. It's real. I don't know about y'all. Y'all probably ain't had no out-of-body experience. Y'all probably ain't seen real hellfire besides reading it in the Bible. But if you ever get a whiff of hell, if God ever shows that, you're going to know it's real. The closest thing to God's heartbeat is soul.
Yes, it is.
Everything I do in my ministry is based on soul. And to draw people closer to God. If I release a miracle in your life, it's not just because I want to see you blessed. I want to see you come closer.
Amen there.
Amen.
In your life, it's not because I want to show off my gift. I'm way past that, baby. I've been in this thing for years. Maybe when I was a new prophet, I want everybody to start seeing, oh, God using me. Yeah, that's natural. Mm-hmm. Naturally, when I say man, I'm talking about not the male species, but mankind overall. We as a human being, we want to be affirmed.
That's right. Natural. Amen, sir.
That's natural. But I'm way past this.
Amen.
I was prophesying when some of y'all was in second and third grade on this line right now. If you're 25 years old, I was prophesying when you was in probably fourth or fifth grade. I'm way past this. I'm not an author. So I don't prophesy so that you can see my gift and all of that. No. I ain't even thinking about that stuff. I'm higher things. Not about showing off a gift. Come on now. But I prophesy for a soul so that soul can come closer to God. They can see that it ain't just a psychic that can see in their life, but it's God's men and women that can see in their life, and not just see in their life, but can change their life.
Come on now. Amen.
That's the difference from a psychic and a prophet. A psychic can see it, but a prophet can change it.
Come on, man of God.
Man, that's right.
Everything
that's right. Man.
Your gift isn't for you, man of God, woman of God. That's the title of this message today. Your gift isn't for you. Everything I do as a prophet and as an apostle is for souls.
Yes.
I think somewhere along the line, it's probably my fault. I haven't really instilled that too much or talked about it too much into sons and daughters because everybody want to do something.
That's right.
But everybody don't want to serve something.
Man.
You know what I said? Everybody want to do something, but everybody don't want to serve something.
Good,
yeah,
man.
I'm sure you go down, especially if you're a nice-looking woman, you go down there, show off your curves to Bishop, tongue hanging out his mouth, yeah, he'll give you a license and a board. Yeah, he would. It's easy to get to get the certifications in the United States of America.
Right.
It's easy. Anybody can write you an ordination certificate. Matter of fact, they get them offline. It's easy.
That's right.
But as I tell people, the same person that laid hands on you or ordained you, you're going to receive that same spirit that's on them.
That's
come
true.
Come on now, say it.
You better say that again.
Every apostle and prophet don't operate in the same way. If you got an apostle,
now we know.
He just teach and stuff. Then if they ordain you, that's what you're gonna receive. You're gonna receive that teaching master.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a bishop, all they do is prophesy, but they don't really teach too well. That's what you're gonna receive. You're gonna receive that prophecy mantle on your life as well, because the anointing flows down. Mantle is all down. If you got a person that's living unholy and they sticking their nasty tongue in another person's mouth and doing all kind of stuff and they fornicating, and you're gonna receive that spirit upon your family.
Amen.
You better say it.
Mm-hmm. That's true, sir.
Did you wonder why when you go to these churches and go to these conferences and people prophesy, you instead of getting healed, you get sicker?
Well, you're teaching today.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
That is so true. Yeah, we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray. There's a national prophet right now. I ain't going to mention his name. He got so many. He paying these women, getting so many abortions, it don't make no sense. It's another apostle of God out there, supposed to be an apostle. He done gave people AIDS like crazy.
My God.
These are the ones that we follow, though. But you got a little old man of God. You got a little old man of God and woman of God out here in Central Florida, Orlando, trying to live holy all they can, not just taking offerings from the people, but we also giving offerings ourselves.
That's right. That you do.
But you got us out here.
Yes.
We get persecuted for our unorthodox ways. But when I say you can check my books, then people get quiet. I say we document and show everything for
sounds
a reason.
Familiar.
People get quiet.
Amen.
But the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That's what the word told
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is the word, Apostle.
Amen. That's right, like that.
That's
right.
You preach to me, Apostle.
Me and my wife, that's why we are blessed, because we are the examples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying this. It's probably half the past the body of Christ that ain't given like me and my wife give.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I'm just honest with it. And I'm talking about pastors and leaders today. If you are a leader, let me say something. Your gift isn't for you. It's for someone else. It's for a soul.
Amen.
That's correct.
If you are a leader that's not giving, we give because we're giving for God's souls. Everything we do is for souls in the kingdom of God. So if you're a leader that's not giving, you're saying, I don't care about souls.
Uh-huh.
And you're not the example. You go on these conference lines. You go try to start up these conferences. You get up with these nasty, big-time preachers that ain't living half a holy life. And then you want to rape people and take from them. And these people ain't even seeing no miracles. But you don't want to give and live an example yourself. There's something wrong with that picture.
Amen.
Amen.
But then they got the big crowds following them. And then me and my wife persecuted if we say, look, this is what we done did. We gave right here $500 to this homeless person. We persecuted. Why y'all showing the giving? Why y'all so stupid? It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible. That's why.
Tell him.
I'm not trying to speak condescending to a person, but that's stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible. That's why. Where the right hand don't know what the left hand doing. Do you even know what that means?
Come on, teach it.
It's not talking about first fruit or tithing or seeds. It's talking about alms. Do you know what alms means? Alms means giving to the poor, giving to those in need. The reason why the scripture says that, Jesus said that, is because he didn't want to be a reproach or an embarrassment to the poor people, the people in poverty. He don't want them embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But if you study in Scripture, go into the Old Testament, begin to read. The Bible says King David stood up before the congregation, before the house of God, and King David announced, he said, I'm giving from my own personal treasury to the house of God. I'm giving 1,000 pieces of coin. I'm giving 1,000 gold coins. I'm giving this. I'm giving that. I'm giving this. I'm giving that. And the Bible goes on to tell us, it says that the rest of the congregation, seeing David gave, they were encouraged, and they also started giving.
Amen. People can follow
that
through.
Is the
Amen.
Word of God. Read your Bible.
Amen.
I told you it's in the Bible. I don't got to lie about this thing. Why did David do that? Because he knew people support what they see being supported. The other I don't know about y'all, but if I drive past the restaurant and I see that parking lot empty, I'm going to be like, I don't know. That food probably nasty. I don't know.
That's right.
That's right.
It's the same way in the kingdom of God. King David stood before the congregation, showed and told his giving. The Bible says that the rest of the congregation got encouraged and they began to give as well. Why? People see support what they see being supported. So when you try to persecute me because of my unorthodox ways, it's for a reason, baby. You might not understand.
Come on.
But you understand.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.